Good evening, people of St. Martin, and visitors to our beloved shores. This is your Prime Minister, Silveria Jacobs, with the latest updates for today, October 21st, on Hurricane Tammy and her possible impacts as she moves into our area. I know the constant updates online, on the radio, and from my official updates can be a bit stressful, as we've awaited the approach of Tammy, which seemed to take her special time. Tonight, as we remain indoors, it is a good time to reconnect and spend quality time with your family and loved ones as the hurricane passes the island. The government of St. Martin has taken all necessary measures, and in my drive through the community today, I've taken note with great pride that you have adhered to the call and have also had sufficient time to prepare and secure your homes, businesses, and properties. Hurricane Tammy at 5 p.m. was located approximately 140 miles south-southeast of St. Martin, according to the latest updates from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. Hurricane Tammy continues to maintain maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour with higher gusts, so she has not strengthened over the day. Tammy has picked up in movement, however, and is now moving at 10 miles per hour. The deterioration in our weather conditions is likely to start impacting St. Martin later tonight and into Sunday. St. Martin remains under a hurricane warning. Hurricane Tammy is expected to pass at her closest point, 60 miles east-northeast of St. Martin, early Sunday morning, October 22nd. Hurricane Tammy could produce 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, along with storm-force winds and possibly hurricane-force winds, depending on the forecast track. We will continue to monitor this, as this continues to be a changeable track. Rain showers and thunderstorms are expected, which could produce flash flooding in flood-prone areas and rockfalls in vulnerable areas during the system's passage. I would like to reiterate, once weather conditions start to deteriorate, motorists should be off the road network, and residents should be safely at home to ride out the passing of Hurricane Tammy. All visitors are also asked to secure themselves, whether in their Airbnbs, hotels, or guest homes. This is to ensure your safety and passage through the storm. During the peak passing of the hurricane, first responders will not be able to respond to any emergency calls until the weather conditions have subsided. This is to avoid risking the lives of those same emergency workers that we will need for sure once the storm has passed. I would like to also update on a few reports from our emergency support functions. As many of you may have already noted, NVGEB informs that due to the proximity of the storm, that they will be forced to switch out the overhead high voltage lines, which will impact some areas. Therefore, some areas which have been detailed in their update will lose power at a certain moment during the night. The airport is also closed until tomorrow, Sunday, October 22nd, of course, barring any further changes, which will be communicated to you. All travelers are advised to contact their airlines for flight updates tomorrow. The shelter at the John Larminie Center is open. Only one person has registered thus far. Government of St. Martin has also made a request for military assistance in order to ensure proper support for our justice ministry during and after the passing of the storm. The Coast Guard has been patrolling the lagoon to ensure that boats are properly secured. Persons should ensure that they have a safe place to stay and not remain on board the vessels during the passing of Hurricane Tammy. The controls for business closures have been completed successfully, and we thank all for their compliance in this regard. Tonight, as stated before, I implore you, take time to give thanks for our blessings thus far through this hurricane season. We've had quite a few near misses, and we pray and are remaining positive that this one too shall pass. Spend quality time with your family and loved ones as the hurricane passes, knowing that you've done everything you can to prepare and are ready to deal with whatever comes. Stay tuned to updates via the official government platforms, government and Met Office websites, social media, and St. Martin Gov Radio 107.9 FM. As Prime Minister, I will continue to work with the EOC to keep you abreast of any changes. Stay indoors, Stay safe, ensure you secured your personal items, and have faith that St. Martin will ride out this storm very well. Until the next update, may God bless you, St. Martin, all her people, all our visitors, and ensure that we have a safe passage through Hurricane Tammy tonight. Until the next update, stay safe, St. Martin.